There, a scary Somali folktale, retold by Marian A. Hassan, illustrated by Betsy Bowen. Author's note: a favorite Somali folktale, Degdere has been passed down through many generations. Like the boogeyman from European folklore, Degdere is used to scare children into good behavior. Families caution their children, don't wander out alone, or Degdere is going to get you. The story of Degdere imparts the very important message of good and evil. Essentially, it illustrates the idea that we are protected by universal justice, which is at work all the time. Degdere is told in many versions throughout the different regions of Somalia. In the most common version, Degdere dies at the hand of her daughter. In this retelling, that ending has been changed to one in which a greater force intervenes. A story, it's time for a story. Once upon a time, a fierce cannibal named Degdere roamed the Hergega Valley in Somalia. Her horrific ways cursed the land, once green and lush, turning it into a desert, a crumbling dust. The animals grew thin, and the rain went away for a very long time. Degdere was as strong and swift as the wind. She had an unusually long, pointy ear with the strange power to hear even the gait of camels a half day's journey away. One morning, Degdere set out on her daily hunt for her next meal. She rummaged anxiously through the steep hills, a hatchet in her hand and an empty sack on her back to bring home her finds. "I shall come upon a young woman weaving mats under a thorn tree," she told herself. But throughout the dusty roads, Degdere found no prey. Hungry and frustrated, she went home. Degdere vowed to never return home empty-handed again. "I will use my special powers to trap lonely travelers," decided Degdere. "Don't tired souls need some water and a moment's rest? I shall be lucky. Gather up some wood, grass, and lots of sticks," she ordered her only daughter. Then she lashed the grasses, wood, and sticks together, building a row of fake huts next to her old dwelling. After that, she ordered Bodere, a large vessel in which she stored human flesh, to whistle if anyone touched it. "I shall hear you wherever I might be," she said. Exhausted, Degdere drifted off to sleep, still hungry. That evening, along the dirt road near Degdere's home, came a grieving widow with a chubby child on her back. The woman was determined not to rest until she returned to her family's home. But she and her child were hungry and tired. They were thrilled to come upon the huts. "Please, give us some water so you might someday be spared of thirst," the woman asked in the traditional way. Degdere's daughter quickly responded to the woman. "Here, drink this," she said, handing the woman a cup. "I will find you something to eat, but I must warn you. My mother is Degdere. I fear she will harm you if she awakens," whispered Degdere's daughter. "You must hide until she leaves for hunting tomorrow, and then get away fast." Trembling, the woman and her child hid inside a rolled grass mat lying behind a hut. Degdere's daughter tried to sneak them a piece of dried meat. As she did so, she bumped the lid of Bodere. A piercing whistle broke through the calm night. "Ooh, ooh." Degdere leaped out of her sleep. "Oh, my Allah! Who touched my vessel?" I tried to find my dried goat meat inside the clay jar, but I mistakenly bumped Bodair, said Dagdare's daughter. You are lying to me, Dagdare said. She started to sniff and snuffle. Is it the fat little boy I smell? Do you smell the creases of my own fat mother? Asked the daughter. I smell the flesh of a young woman, Dagdare yelled, growing impatient and angry. It's my own flesh, mother, replied her daughter. Madly, Dagdare kept sniffing through each hut. Under the mat, the woman and her child heard the shouting and the sniffing. They knew they would soon be discovered. Dagdare's daughter ran to the edge of their mat and whispered, Run! The woman stood with the child on her back, trembling with fear. She could hardly move. She called upon Allah. May we be spared from the troubles of Dagdare. With her prayers came the courage to run. She knew Dagdare could run as swiftly as the wind. Dagdare will eat us alive, for no one can outrun Dagdare, thought the woman. But she kept running, and she kept praying. Faster and faster she ran, until she came to the edge of the Hergega Valley. An enemy is after us! Make way for us to escape! She cried to the valley. The valley spoke. If you are free of sin, I will allow you to cross. If not, I will eat you up. Because of their innocence, the woman and her child crossed the valley safely. Dagdare stood on the edge of the valley, staring at the women and the flesh of the little boy far on the other side. Restless and crying, she chanted her mournful song. Oh, Hergega Valley, it traps the wings of one flying. It closes the way of a fast-running man. Look at the plumpness of the women. Look at the little boy she is carrying. Then she made a desperate request of the valley. Make way for me too, for I am after a chubby child and a woman who have tantalized my appetite. If you are free of sin, I will allow you to cross. If not, I will eat you up, responded the valley. Dagdare attempted to cross, but as soon as she set foot at the edge, her flood of sins filled the valley and she was swallowed up. At last, the rainfall returned to Hergega. The thorn bushes and tall grasses grew green and lush. The animals grew plump and produced ample milk. Chanting and singing fill the air. Dagdare is dead! The land has peace.